Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Personal Ads.
Hey, all you hot and horny ladies. This is Cowboy Kyle. I've got my boots, chaps, and hat, and a big hard cock. But I ain't no Brokeback Mountain cowboy. This message is for cowgirls only. No cowboys, please. But if you're a sweet and sexy lady that likes having her pussy licked, I'm the cowboy that specializes in mustache rides. Making 69 until you come all over my face. And then I'll let you go for a cock ride on my big hard dick. It's very lonely out here in the range. All I have is my cell phone. But if you'd like to leave a message, keep me company, just call Cowboy Kyle.
Hey freaks, it's Wednesday, March 4th, 2016. Coming up on the program today, a bit of a trigger warning. You know, sometimes I exercise very poor judgment with the stuff I feature on the show. It's going to be one of those episodes. If you've ever been verbally or physically abused, you might want to skip past this one.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
How did we get to that?
Yeah, Tim Henson with you, back for the Wednesday edition of DV. Recording this after lunch. I just went and ate Indian food. Now, if you've been following this podcast, you'll know I have a tempestuous relationship with Indian food. When I started this thing, I couldn't think of anything more disgusting. My issue really is that, you know, my parents, when they had me, as I've discussed many times, I blame everything on my parents, by the way. So, you know, they had me very late in life. My mom was like 40 at the time. And they had already raised two kids. My sister was like a teenager by the time I came along. So, you know, as I was growing up, I kind of got the shit end. Because they didn't want to do anything. They didn't want to go on vacations, right? They just sort of let me fend for myself. And, you know, they were pretty lax when it came to parenting in general. Like, if I didn't want to eat something, they wouldn't force me. I don't think I ate a vegetable until I was like 18. My parents weren't really that adventurous when it came to food anyway. I mean, my dad was more adventurous because, you know, he was in the Marines when he was growing up, or, you know, a young adult. And he was all over the map, right? So he got to try all sorts of food. My mom, though, pretty much just stuck to Italian food and American cuisine. Here's something somewhat embarrassing. It's just weird, I guess. I don't think I tried Chinese food, the fast food of ethnic foods, right? Like, everyone has tried Chinese food. I didn't try Chinese food till I was like 18 or 19, literally. It was all like mashed potato, macaroni and cheese, and lasagna growing up, like steaks and stuff. So, you know, I came to experiment with food a little bit later in life. I went to eat Indian food one time. I was on a date with someone. And it did not go well. It was the most disgusting thing. I went to a bad Indian place. And that just sort of, like, made me sick to the stomach whenever I would think about eating Indian food. And, you know, I don't particularly like the smell of curry. I think it smells like dirty people. And I think that's because, on top of it all, I worked in my early 20s for about 5 years at a computer testing center. I've told this many times. And one of the tests we would give was this test to become a doctor, right? I think it was called the STEP exam, the medical licensing exam. And we'd also give the test of English as a foreign language for students who don't speak English coming over to attend university here. So the reason why I bring that up is because lots of Indians were coming into the the testing center, and they would bring their food with them. And they'd warm it up in the microwave or something, or they'd go out to eat and come back reeking of curry. And then, because they're nervous, they're sweating, they've got BO issues, and apparently you sweat out curry. So it was like stinky secondhand curry. Not a good smell. So it took me years to get over that, like mentally, where I could go into an Indian restaurant and actually eat. And there's, you know, the other thing with Indian food, it's not appealing. You'll never see someone photograph Indian food, and they'll be like, oh my god, that presentation is exquisite. Because it's all mush. It's all cat vomit looking shit. I'm sorry. And everything is brown and orange. This is the palette they're working with when it comes to the food. Everything is brown, green, and orange. It's all wet. Like, there's not a lot of solid shit, like solid foods in Indian cuisine. And also, you know how I feel about lamb and goat. I don't want anything to do with that. I think that tastes fucking nasty. So I stick with the chicken. And at the buffets, they always have like one or two chicken things. That's what I eat. I eat rice, some sort of mush that I put on top of my rice, and then some chicken vindaloo or something. That naan, though, is good. You get some garlic naan? That's what I really go there for. I paid $10 to eat bread. And I'm going there like twice a week. How often do you, like a normal person, go to eat Indian food? Like once a month, maybe? If that? I have got to rein Lord Douche in. I've had diarrhea that looks more appealing than some of the shit I've seen at Indian restaurants. And I'm sorry if you're Indian or you really like Indian food. Look, I can tolerate it. It's not my favorite thing. God almighty, I don't even know what the hell I'm eating. It all kind of tastes the same. Because you go to the buffet, you put all this stuff on your plate, it all mixes together anyway. Why do they even bother setting it up like a buffet? Just place one 90-gallon drum in the middle of the restaurant and dump all of the food into it. It's gonna mix together anyway. It all tastes the same. I will say this, though. I was lucky that, you know, when you get to a certain age, you just are set in your ways. And I was almost to that point where I was gonna be old enough to never want to try any other type of food. But I think I got in just under the wire. I've got friends now who, when we go out to eat, the only thing he can eat is a hamburger. That's the only thing. He's unwilling, and I think unable. Like, I think his body would reject any other food at this point. It's very sad. I've got some audio to share with you today. Damn, this first one is, this one's gonna be hard to get through. This is some disturbing shit. Major trigger warning for some of you lurdies, some of you ladies out there. All right, who may have been abused at some point. Yeah, it's pretty bad. So we've been featuring live stream fails for a while now, years on DV, but I've been kind of playing more of them recently. This is a big live stream fail for everyone involved because the guy thought his stream was off when actually it was still recording. And he proceeds to get into an argument with his girlfriend. Now, I don't know if he physically abuses her. The way she is wailing and screaming, it's hard for me to believe that he didn't lay a hand on her. Take a listen. Now, this audio is recorded by someone who is watching the stream live. So it's a recording, really, of a recording. I think he's accusing her of cheating on him. He's like, yeah, you fucked the shit out of everyone, man. Or maybe he's telling her, I fucked the shit out of everyone. Fuck the shit out of every bitch, man. Bitch. What the fuck you think I am, man? Bruh. So the people who are watching this are laughing, but I think after a few minutes, they realize the severity of the situation.
No, I'm saying I'm a point.
You're a slut. You're a straight slut.
Get off of me.
You're a straight slut.
Well, he's definitely on top of her. Calling her a slut.
You're a straight slut.
No. You're such a slut, you bitch. I want to know what this guy looks like. He sounds like a stoner or he's just drugged up on some that are drunk.
About
oh, yeah, he doesn't care about her?
What you gonna do with this? You a straight fucking whore.
This is funny.
100% whore.
It's just funny. Is that what she said? It's just funny. Guy's like, what are you gonna do with this video you're recording? I don't know. It's just funny.
What you gonna do with this?
It sounds like that bitch needs to be slapped. Being physically abused is hilarious. These people should be listening to Distorted View daily.
I think he just exited. He thinks that cut off.
For the record, I don't think real domestic abuse is funny. I think those PSAs we played with people acting like they were abused is funny. Also, I think women crying is funny. You know, I've said that many times. But the reason why she's crying, I have a real problem with. That's my justification. That's my explanation why I'm laughing. Oh my god, yeah, some shit is going down there. I mean, this goes on for 5 minutes. I'm not going to play the whole thing because it's just a lot of that. By the way, the streamer... fucking nasty. His name is JoeDaddy_505. And what's funny is, after this video got out, he shut down his Twitch account. His YouTube account is completely empty. He took off the video. This was uploaded by him originally. Talk about a fuckwit. So then, of course, people were smart and knew, like, this dude is going to pull his own video because this is bad news. So they made copies or did what these people did, like record while it was going on. Oh, my God. I don't know why they're laughing. You really did a bitch. I think something doesn't help you. What? I'm sorry, honey, can you enunciate? I understand you're upset, but I would like to know what's going on here. Oh my god, yeah. I keep going back to, well, there's obviously another side to this story here. You know, always trying to defend the guy. No, but I thought at first maybe, you know, he found out she was cheating on him and it was just like a verbal thing and she's just like blubbering because, you know, she was caught. But it sounds like he is accusing her of it, but it also sounds like he is putting some hands on her. Like, that is the cry of a woman who's in physical pain, I think. You're nasty. I'm playing it really. I do find his voice funny. There's a couple things I find funny in the video. Again, you know how I feel about women crying. It just makes me laugh. But again, the reason why she's crying is horrible. I don't like it, right? Monster. But I also like his voice. See, situations can be awful. There could be parts of the situation that are funny, though. This is what I'm trying to teach you. I have a feeling this is going to be this year's Bunny Crush audio. A lot of people going to be messaging me, Tim, you're an asshole for even playing. But again, I'm playing this for a variety of reasons. One, we've been featuring a bunch of asshole streamers, and this shows you how awful they can be. I mean, think about it. I was just talking about that live streamer, what was it, yesterday or the day before, who basically admitted to dating and fucking like a 15-year-old, and now he's trying to turn it all around, making it seem like, you know, the people who are his viewers are the assholes. Just trying to stir up drama. You know what I mean? These guys caused the drama themselves. This is more a public service announcement, right? I'm doing a service here. I'm the good guy. Letting you know what the hell's going on. You should all be going after this JoeDaddy_505. Listen to this guy. You did a bitch. You really did a bitch. Every fucking doctor taught you. Every doctor taught you. I don't know what she's saying there. Let me fast forward a bit. Ooh, what was that? I think we got some threats here. I think he said he was gonna rip her fucking head off. Oh my god. I think this is triggering me, and I've never been abused like that. I'm getting a little too real. Alright, so that's enough of that. I actually wasn't going to play the audio, but then I thought, you guys are adults, you can handle it. And plus, a lot of people are saying, you know, this type of stuff should be played and spread around to let people know what the fuck is going on. Do you want to know how dark it is? these fucking live streamers. All right. There's a whole subreddit community of live stream fail stuff, right? All right. There's a these are actual screenshots. I'm looking at this guy's computer screen, basically. All right. On the morning of May 23rd, Alpha Blue, whatever. All right, his stream name is Butterscotch. He was streaming while high and forgot he was streaming. He then proceeded to download 8-year-old and 4-year-old gay porn from deep web internet sites. Remember I was asking you guys what the hell was going on with the deep web? I got on the deep web, couldn't find anything good. Not that fucking child porn is gay child porn is good, but you know, that's some deep web shit. That's what I would expect to find in the deep web. All right, once discovered, he closed his account and left Steam chat. Later, he returned and posted about his intention to commit suicide. A log of all of his statements from the night in Steam are as followed. So here we go. Onion Pedo Video Archive apparently is a site in the dark web, dark net, whatever it's called. So then there's like a file he's trying to download. Jonas, 8-year-old, tooling in ass, deeply anal fucked. Some crying. Oh my God. Christ. Man, oh man. Andy, 4-year-old anal. And then here's the chat where he, you know, he finally realizes that everything that he's been watching, his whole screen has been streamed. Butterscotch at 2:34 a.m. That's the time of night I think most pedophiles come out. All right. Well, it was nice knowing you guys. I do know that I'm sick and I want help, but the government keeps turning me down for Medicaid. Yeah, blame it on the government. Fucking Obama. Thanks, Obama. I'm trying to find a painless way to kill myself. I can't pay for any of that. Oh, someone said you should get therapy, and then someone else said, do you have insurance? No, I just got turned down. I need to make a mask for carbon monoxide poisoning. I'm so fucked. Thinking about going and taking a walk to calm down, smoke some more weed, try not to want to kill myself. All of what I was browsing was on the deep web. I'm trying not to be. I'm such a failure. What I really want, don't want to do is disappoint everyone around me. Too late. Why don't you just kill yourself? I mean, I don't know this Butterscotch guy. I don't know. Maybe he's a really nice person in every other way, shape, and form, but I doubt it. I mean, maybe, you know, sometimes I think maybe there are some people who should just kill themselves. You know, it makes me mad because my listeners will call in. I've got so many depressed listeners. They call in saying they're suicidal and shit, and I try to tell them, don't kill yourself, if for no other reason, because then you'll stop giving me money for the sideshow, and that would be a real disappointment. But you don't want to be more of a disappointment, do you? But then I feel like, look at this guy. This guy is like an active pedophile, downloading... Four years old, the kid in this video is. Anal. 4-year-old anal. These are the type of people who should be killing yourself. Unless you're like this, don't kill yourself. You're not a bad person. This is a bad person. I hope I don't have any, like, pedophile listeners. Otherwise, I may have just drove someone to suicide. This is a very dark episode of Distorted View Daily. I mean, aside from my little Indian food rant, everything I've featured today has just been not funny and dark. Dork-sided. Sorry, it can't always be sunshine and fucking farts, freaks. I bring you the stuff that's happening on the internet, and today, unfortunately, a lot of sad, horrible things have been happening. All right, real quick, one more clip, and then we will get into the news. Jan Terry is back with a new song, which means we got ourselves a new Linda Fingal Hall of Fame nominee. This is her new song entitled Winner. Oh, wait, that isn't Jan Terry. Even though she's pictured with a guitar, you always see her with a guitar, she can barely play the thing. I don't even think she can. I think during the interview with her, she let it slip that it's just for looks. So this is someone else playing guitar. It's Jan Terry singing, though. You'll know when that happens because the song will take a sharp nosedive in quality.
Do you have the drive? Put your best forward.
I love that her speech impediment even comes through in her music.
And aim high. Your motor's warning, so step on
the- Yamoda's warning.
Yes.
I hope Cheryl Murkowski's listening to this. You know her panties are getting wet.
To the finish line, so you wanna be a winner.
Jan Terry says that she is a musician first and foremost, but she only comes out with like one new song a year. She's not exactly prolific.
So you wanna be a winner? Do you have what it takes? So you wanna be a winner?
All right.
No mistake.
That's the other hallmark of a Linda Fingal Hall of Fame nominee. Not all of them, but a lot of the songs are like in a fucking time warp. Like, there's no new music that sounds like this. You'll hear Linda Fingal Hall of Fame nominees singing fucking doo-wop songs in 2016 and stuff like that. All right, there you go. New music from Jan Terry, everybody. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, not fucked up news right now. If you like Distorted View Daily, if you're a fan of this podcast, please support this show. Go to superfreaksideshow.com, sign up for a monthly, quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. It starts at $6.99 a month, and for that small price, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Been doing this every day, just about every day, since December 2004, and every week we do bonus material just for paying freaks. A lot of mini-shows. Tomorrow we'll be doing a full-length episode just for paying members. Go to superfreaksideshow.com. Sign up right now. It's very inexpensive, and it helps ensure that this show continues on for a long, long time. I've got lots of bills to pay. Tax bills, medical bills. Trying to start breeding ferrets, and that costs money. A lot of startup costs involved with breeding ferrets. It's a side business I'm trying to get into. So please, support my dream of becoming a ferret farmer. They're a ferret breeder. Superfreaksideshow.com. Okay, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. I'm very angry at Google. Everyone steals from me. We know this. I am a bottomless well of brilliant ideas. And these people and companies just think they can take without giving me any credit. Well, listen to this nonsense. Google is feeding romance novels to its artificial intelligence systems. What does that sound like? Cumnet. It sounds a lot like Cumnet. By the way, Cumnet went down, I think, last month. Cumnet is down. Someone attacked Cumnet. I think it was Chinese hackers. Or maybe from North Korea. I don't know. The guy who did the programming for Cumnet had to take it down. I think he's going to give me the code for it so I can run it on my server over there at distortedview.com. So Cumnet should be coming back up. So yeah, I'm giving Google, a billion-dollar company, a run for its money with my AI system. Apparently they thought Cumnet was a good idea, though. To give its artificial intelligence systems the ability to speak conversationally, Google is feeding them a diet of romance novels. Quote, Google's research team recently got the AI to write sentences that resemble those in the books. Yeah, again, something I did months ago. Do you want to hear a few things that Cumnet spat out? Again, I think some of you guys as well, found sex stories on the internet. We inputted them. We entered them into Cumnet, and then Cumnet took all that information and was able to form sentences and paragraphs of its own. So this is a Cumnet quote. My clit felt unusual, and I don't speak Latin. Kind of makes sense, right? Look, it's not a perfect technology. Here's another quote. She quickly stripped and got out of your asshole and lick on it! Again, it's a work in progress. And finally, my anus felt empty, and I got off my chest, facing away from me. Soon, a trickle of pee landed on my boss's pounding divorced daddy dick. I mean, you have to keep in mind, CumNet was only like a month old. You know, a few weeks old. Give it some time. It'll make more sense. All right, back to Google. With that achievement unlocked, they're now planning to move on to a bigger challenge, using the conversational styles the AI has learned to inform and humanize the company's products, such as the typically staid Google app. Yeah, baby. Stick your search query in my fucking box! And just tap the button. Tap that search button. Tap it. Tap it! I love it when you search for things on me! Google software engineer Andrew Day, who led the project, told the news site that the books are intended to give AI better conversational skills and more variation in tone and style. Day said romance novels provide effective learning for AI because the stories are mostly the same but use different language. Throbbing member, turgid rod, same thing. The AI can detect which sentences contain similar meanings and gain a more nuanced understanding of the language. Romance novels work better than children's learn-to-read books since they offer a broader range of linguistic examples for the AI to draw from. Good luck with that, Google. A worthy competitor emerges. All right, second story we have for you today. A Pennsylvania woman says her family put up with the neighbor from hell for 2 years and, quote, should have started calling the police a year ago. On March 21st, Red Lion police were indeed called and responded to reports that the neighbor, 25-year-old Amanda Marie Warfel, was, quote, loudly fornicating and banging around her bedroom to the degree that the victim's dresser and her own bed shook. That was according to an affidavit of probable cause. Now, it's not like these were like separate houses. They shared a wall. It's like maybe like an apartment complex situation. Not that unusual to hear your neighbor fucking. You know, when I lived on campus, I would have people just coming into the apartment, like drunk college kids just wandering in or peeing on my window. This is nothing. I'd rather hear how someone having sex than someone shitting on my windowsill, for Christ's sakes. All right, Sailor says that we gave her a full year of trying to do it the right way, meaning that rather than involve the authorities, she tried talking to Warfel and her grandmother to no avail. Sailor claims Warfel would describe what was happening so loudly, like, yeah, you're fucking me? You're gonna titty fuck me? Like that type of, like that kind of description. Like, sexy description. Sailor claims that Warfel would describe what was happening so loudly her girls could hear. She says she'd hand her daughters headphones to wear as they went to bed. Things crescendoed in January when Sailor's eldest daughter needed to spend 10 days isolated in her room following cancer treatment. See? Listening to all that sex gave her cancer. Warfel had sex nonstop. She was a real whore, making sure that my daughter heard. Police were called February 17th and on the 28th, and again on March 1st. In April, Warfel pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct and harassment charges in connection with the February 28th incident and was sentenced to 45 to 90 days. She was jailed for having sex too loudly. The Record, which I guess is a newspaper over there, reports that Warfel is due to be released from New York County Prison on June 20th. She still faces charges related to the March 21st case. You know, if it was just loud sex once or twice, I don't think she would be sent to jail for that. I think the issue is it became malicious fucking. Just so the neighbors would hear and be pissed off about it. Assault with a deadly cunt, if you will. All right, final story we have for you today. This one just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Fly, praise Jesus. Give me hallelujah. Get home of Florida. Get home of Florida. Happy, happy now. Florida is a moment of day. Baby,
man, poor KFC. They have they've had a bad few days. First, they had to deal with my wrath, bitching about how they discontinued their Tennessee hot chicken strips or whatever. And now a woman contacted Florida cops to report that she believed a pair of chicken sandwiches purchased at KFC contained semen. Her chicken sandwiches tasted a little cummy. The unidentified customer went to the Manatee County Sheriff's Office and told officers that she bought the sandwiches from a Bradenton restaurant. I was telling you how, without fail, every time I go to KFC, they fuck up my order. You know, this woman went to the drive-thru window and specifically said, I want a chicken sandwich with no cum. And what do? They slather it up with semen. No wonder she's upset. All right, no arrests have been made in connection with the alleged food adulteration, which is still under investigation, according to a sheriff's spokesperson. They have to test the chicken sandwich for DNA. The brief police report, which characterizes the matter as suspicious incidents, does not indicate whether the woman consumed any of the food. Well, how else would you know if there's semen on your sandwich? You wouldn't be able to tell just by looking at it, because don't they put mayonnaise on it? And mayonnaise is very reminiscent of ejaculation, you know? It's really something you're going to have to sink your teeth into, right? Get it on your taste buds. All right, since the woman provided cops with the chicken sandwiches, investigators were able to swab the food for possible biological evidence. So there you go. Stick with Distorted View Daily. We may have an update for you. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, love to hear from you guys. We've got a voicemail line for you. It is 206-666-4463. We're going to play some voicemails in just a second. Real quick, though, there are other ways to contact me. show@distortedview.com. If you've got some funny audio or video or news stories or whatever, send it along to me. You can also find me on Facebook, facebook.com/distortedviewshow, and Twitter, twitter.com/distortedview, or @distortedview.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow Freak, Flaccid Impaler here. Actually, relatively new Sideshow Freak. But I'm listening to the April 15th show, and you're talking about the people that email you with problems at the, you know, on the site.
Yes.
Don't let a few bad apples spoil the bunch, because those are the kind of people that just sit behind the computer screens and, you know, they say, hey, Tim, fix the Sideshow for me, Fig, or I no pay you. But yes. In real life, they would never say that to anyone. They're too weak.
Yes.
They're stupid. They're the kind of fucktards that...
If they weren't Sideshow members, I would say horrible things about them. I'll just let you say it.
You know, hit a tree with their car, and they go to the mechanic like, yes, please, can you fix my car for me? Oh, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. They got to act all big and bad on the internet.
And then they go home.
Because in real life, they're pussies.
And then, you know, act all big and tough on the internet.
Yeah.
I used to work in tech support. So, you know where being rude got you? Oh, I'm sorry, we didn't find your ticket. Looks like it's at the bottom of the list. That's what you should do.
Yeah.
Go to the bottom.
Yeah. Actually, you know, I really should start a ticketing system. That way, I don't know if that'll help or not, actually. I mean, it would help in the sense that things wouldn't get lost in my email. I'll have to think about that.
Hey, Tim and Boo, it is Tom.
One more fucking system for me to be in charge of. A ticketing system. Yeah, I'm going to buy some goddamn customer service support software.
Hey, Tim and Boo, it is Tom from Long Island.
Hi,
Tom. I have
Tom.
A know-you're-a-freak-when moment for
you. Okay, sure.
You know you're a freak when you're dating a girl and she just, you just smoked, like, too much weed, and she's giving you a tattoo while you film it and talk about every aspect of her life, and then she took a break so she could go pick up acid, and you're dying because you're having a needle poked into your side. That's when you know you're...
How the hell did that tattoo come out? I want to see pictures of that thing.
This is the shit. All right, bye, Timmy Boo.
I kind of understood what he was saying there.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it is Tom Pearl from Long Island. I have a couple things I want to chime in on. I just listened to the April 14th show, that is the Thursday, if I'm correct, and
sure.
You played that, or talked about
Why
that
not?
News story where AMC is going to start having text-friendly theaters. Or
yeah, they apparently dialed that back. They're stepping away from that idea because of the backlash.
Friendly areas and everything.
No text-friendly theaters in AMC's future,
theater?
At least for right now.
And you asked if that you not thinking that's a good idea is because you're
old,
transitioning into old person status, yeah. And that is not the case.
Thank you.
It's I'm only 20, and I totally agree with you. It's fucking stupid. Like, why should you can put your phone down for 20 minutes at a time. You can put your phone down for like 3 hours. It's nothing. No amount is going to kill you unless you like go off the grid for a fucking week. You're going to be fine.
Off the grid.
Just pandering to kids who just for some reason are.
Don't go to the movie theaters. Then
allowed to have this habit.
Hey, I heard that they were working on this like a new service where you buy like this expensive little box, and for your house, right? And then you can watch new movies in your house. Like, you pay $50 to see a new movie, but you can get all your friends together and watch it, you know, at your place. Which kind of, you know, on one hand, it's kind of dumb. It's kind of a dumb idea for me because when I go to the movie theater, it's because I want to see it on a big, huge fucking screen. But on the other hand, you know, this would give you a chance to, you know, talk to your friends while the movie's playing. You know what I mean? Like, you sort of. It's a little more laid back, and you won't fucking annoy anyone. This should be mandatory. If you have a child, like from newborn to 3 years old, you should not be allowed to go to the movies. The government should issue you one of these boxes, and you stay at home, and you watch whatever fucking movie your kids want to watch, and that's the end of it. Children's movies should not be allowed in movie theaters anymore. How about that? We just ban children's movies. That way, kids won't be going to the movie theater. Watch it on a fucking streaming box.
Completely unchecked for no good reason. Anyway.
Henson, 2016, vote for me.
You also played my voicemail where I commented about the vegan vagina juice song, and you asked if my vegan girlfriend's pussy tasted any different.
Does her cunt have a tofu taste to it?
From a regular vagina. Now, I would say no.
Her pussy's very earthy tasting. Like, I'd imagine it smells like bean sprouts. You know what I mean? They got a rooty smell to it.
I did not let the song slip. It's not unpleasant. I mean, there's nothing that popped up where I was like, oh, that's bad. But
compare your girlfriend's pussy stink to other girls you've pleasure down there. Please.
You know.
And rate it on a scale of 1 to 10. And then I'd like to get your girlfriend on the phone, on the line here, and we'll listen together for the first time and see how you rate her pussy.
Anyway.
Somehow I could make that a reality. That'd be great. You know, I've got to really think about how I want to utilize the Oh God voicemail line now that I can actually take phone calls live on the show. The problem is, it's a recorded program. So you guys would never know what I'm talking about unless I, you know, have some sort of live stream going on, which I don't like that idea. You guys don't need to hear me fumbling through a recording of this show.
Hey, Tim, it's Nick in Albuquerque. First, I wanted to start off that lady.
Because sometimes I have to take like a 20-minute break if I think my heart's going to start exploding.
You made your popper.
Like, all right, I got to calm down. Talking about Indian food, getting all worked up.
Trainer, that was absolutely brilliant.
Wait, what? You were complimenting me? I want to hear this. See, I rarely pay attention to these voicemails. No idea what this guy's saying.
Hey, Tim, it's Nick in Albuquerque. First, I wanted to start off that Lady Bader popper trainer. That was absolutely brilliant. I lost my shit whenever he did in the high-pitched voice. Ah, I am Count Flacula. I had to pull over because I was actually laughing so hard.
What the fuck am I doing with my life?
But anyways, I was listening Flapula. To your April 13th show. You did a story based here in Albuquerque about that guy who was shooting kids with a semen-filled squirt gun.
Yeah.
You said his name was Kevin Jeremio, and I wanted to correct you on that. You wouldn't pronounce jalapeno jalapeno, would you? No, in this case, it's not Jeremio, it's Jaramillo.
Oh, yeah, okay, I would never get that in a gazillion years. I hate the letter J, because you never know how you're supposed to use that.
It's just one of those local things.
You know what I mean? Like, like Mexican or Spanish, you know, jalapeno. Wait, jalapeno. Well, I'm thinking of, like, Johannesburg. Wait, is that right? Or is it Johannesburg? Johan, how about that? That's like a yuh sound. But then it could also be a ha sound, like jalapeno. I hate J's. What's that other letter I had a real problem with? Was it C? I don't like C. Because there's so many different ways to pronounce C's. And S. And Ch.
things, I guess. But no, it's
I have a real problem with the alphabet. That's another one of my issues I'm running on for president.
Hot a meal. All right,
I need to really cut down on not spending, not the budget. We need to cut down on letters of the alphabet.
Hey, Tim.
Somehow that would save us billions of dollars every year.
Tim, this is, I don't know, Bony Baloney calling. Okay. I guess I'll stick with that. I just want to say, listening to the show where you're talking about the...
Yeah, because C's, my issue with C's is like, other letters can really handle the C pronunciation. You know, we've got S's, we've got K's, pretty much it.
Chinese having a genderless orgasm. I was losing my shit. I could not...
X sometimes, right? Excite? No.
Handle.
Xylophone?
Sound of...
Kind of sounds like a C.
Yeah, I don't even know what to call that anymore. Fake orgasms, the moaning, and everything like that. And it reminded me of my friend who got me into the podcast long ago, I think 2006 when... He got me into it, and he died in 2010, I think.
So sorry.
So it was just like a good...
He was a listener of Distorted View?
...connection for me to him, and started getting all emotional and whatnot. And I just wanted to thank you for...
So sorry you're a pussy. I'm just kidding.
...putting out your content like that and helping me connect with him again, you know, even though he's dead.
Is this real? I feel like there's going to be a twist at the end here.
It really brings us together again in the most weird way, which is...
Do you want to try to hold a seance right now? I'll try to contact your friend?
Only
would that be in bad taste? Why the fuck not? If any episode was going to do it, it should be this one. Or I'm playing fucking domestic violence, some woman getting her ass beaten by her boyfriend, talking about child porn.
The way that you have it.
Why the hell not?
So,
I am the ghost of your dead friend. And I say, give Tim all of your money. Sign up for a lifetime membership. Make me happy. It's the only way my spirit will be released into heaven. I've got unfinished business here, please. I'm trying to help my friend Timmy Boo out.
So, thank you for your show.
Jesus Christ. I think I just got shocked. Oh my God, that was weird. I feel like your dead friend is mad at me now. Like everything shorted out and I felt like energy through my body, like electricity, and then my mic shorted out. Okay, I'm just kidding. Your whatever this dead friend is.
I'm going to go weep in a corner and jerk off to his memory.
Oh.
All right, bye, Tim.
Okay, well...
Hey, Tim, this is Florida Woman. I am calling in regards to you talking about the podcast awards this past week.
Yeah.
Today's April 15th, but I don't know when you'll get this. Anyway, so you were talking about Dan Savage and how he has this podcast.
Yeah, that fucking fruit.
You're competing with him on
life.
He won the awards years ago and, you know, all that. So I remember when Dan Savage had a show on MTV.
Really?
And it was a really interesting show. At least it was a few years ago. Like,
don't defend Dan Savage!
You know, watching
he's
it.
Sucking his dick.
Then, so just curiously, I looked him up on the podcast channel. I downloaded one. I listened to it, and you're right. He's a total douche. Like, the podcast is so preachy, and he's just bitching the whole time. It's not funny. It's not really that sexual or, like, interesting or anything.
I mean, to be fair, I think he was nominated in the mature category like DV was, not in the comedy category.
So,
but still,
I just thought
he listens to that shit.
You'd like to know.
People just need a better alternative. And Distorted View is that alternative. I think if we just turn people on to Distorted View, just nudge them to DV, show them that there's a better thing to listen to.
Okay. I like your show way better, and I'll be voting for you. Thanks. Love you, Tim. Bye.
All right. Thank you very much to everyone who voted. And, you know, we'll find out later this month if DB is up for a podcast award. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God is in Hogan. Why don't you just
kill yourself.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Remember, tomorrow, full-length episode of DV, but just for Sideshow members. If you want to hear it, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, bye, everybody!
men who are fags with testicles